I'm speaking with Senator Mike Padden, Republican from the 4th Legislative District out of Spokane Valley. And Senator, today you wanted to talk about Senate Bill 5669. Now, this has to do with a very important issue here in Washington State, and that is human trafficking.
Yes, our state has a particular problem. We're considered the second worst state in the nation as far as human trafficking, which is really sex trafficking, sex slavery. Part of that's because of our ports and our long international border. But I know people would be shocked and saddened if they heard the testimony we heard in committee, how children, primarily young girls, are being picked out, stalked, manipulated, threatened, tortured, raped, and beaten every day in the state of Washington, and how for gangs, sex trafficking is safer and more profitable than drugs. A lot of times, the victims of these traffickers become pregnant and are forced to have abortions through Planned Parenthood and are sent to different parts of the country by their handlers. They'll move them from city to city to city. So our state has had a strong bipartisan history of going after this crime. And Senate Bill 5669 increases penalties, makes prosecution easier to go after the pimps and the other handlers of these young women.
So, Senator, how can this happen here in Washington State in the year 2013 under the noses of everyone who lives here?
Well, people are doing what they can to fight it. Law enforcement is engaged, but the numbers are very significant. And obviously, people ought to look into their own hearts, those that maybe think prostitution is a victimless crime, and see what's going on. If there wasn't a demand for this sort of thing, of course, we wouldn't have this going on either.
So tell me about the specifics of your bill, 5669. What would it do?
Well, 5669 would enhance some of the penalties for crimes such as Criminal Profiteering Act. Communications with a minor for immoral purpose is a Class C felony. It makes it easier to prosecute. One thing that's in there, too, is the Rape Shield Act. So if you are, the current age is 10, in which a person would not have to face their accuser in court directly, but rather be in a separate room and be examined during a trial. So we are raising that age from 10 to 14 in the bill.
And you expect this bill to be on the floor today, and I assume that it will pass with bipartisan support?
It should. It has tremendous bipartisan support as far as sponsorship, and it passed out of the Senate Law and Justice Committee unanimously.
And I assume it'll fare the same in the House. All right, Senator Mike Padden, Republican from the 4th Legislative District, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.